The Bible has been the world's best-selling book, and yet it is a mystery to billions of people around the world. Can you explain its mysteries? Notice this amazing statement made by our Lord and Savior in Matthew 11, verse 25. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Yes, the great intellectuals of the world and even many religious leaders do not and cannot understand great mysteries of the Bible. But you can understand these mysteries if you seek the truth of God with your whole heart. On today's program, we'll be offering you an amazing study guide free of charge that will open your understanding to many mysteries in the Bible. It's titled Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. Be sure to write down the phone number and address to order your free introductory lessons. You can also order this free Bible study course on our website at twtv.org/study. The greatest spiritual knowledge available to mankind is revealed in this book, but most do not understand its mysteries. What is the purpose and meaning of life? Why were you born? What really happens when you die? And what is the future of the world? Will all life on earth be destroyed? Is there a spirit world? These questions are all mysteries to billions of people around the world. But God has revealed the answer to these mysteries in the Holy Bible, and you can understand great Bible mysteries. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Your Bible contains mysteries, but it also reveals the truth behind those mysteries. There are many misconceptions about the Bible, and fewer individuals now trust in its teachings. A July 2022 Gallup poll reported the following. A record low 20% of Americans now say the Bible is the literal word of God, down from 24% the last time the question was asked in 2017, and half of what it was at its high points in 1980 and 1984. Meanwhile, a new high of 29% say the Bible is a collection of fables, legends, history, and moral precepts recorded by man. This marks the first time significantly more Americans have viewed the Bible as not divinely inspired than as the literal word of God. Despite the skeptics, God has revealed his truth in the Holy Bible. On today's program, we'll be offering you a free Bible study course that will help you understand amazing mysteries that even millions of professing Christians do not understand. The Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course contains 24 lessons. This free Bible course will help you learn the great mysteries of life and the truth of original Christianity taught by Jesus and the apostles. Be sure to write down the contact information to order the first four lessons. The entire course is absolutely free, and there is no obligation. You can also order this free Bible study course on our website at twtv.org/study. On today's program, we'll discuss five Bible mysteries. As Jesus pointed out, the great men, leaders, and scholars of the world do not understand what you can understand. Mystery number one is the future of the world. In recent years, we've seen dozens of movies and television programs depicting the end of the world. These dramatic programs use the words doomsday, apocalyptic, disaster, extinction, last days on earth, and World War III. Bible students know there is danger ahead. Jesus warned us of the Great Tribulation in Matthew 24 and verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. The good news is that Jesus Christ will return to save planet Earth and to save human beings from completely destroying themselves. But many skeptics do not believe in the dangers we are facing. On previous programs, we have informed you of the sobering evaluations presented by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. When the historic Cold War between the U.S. and Russia was considered over in 1991, the bulletin set the symbolic doomsday clock to 17 minutes before midnight. This was a comforting sign for peace in the world. 3 decades later, the clock stands at just 100 seconds before midnight. My friends, we all know we're living in dangerous times, but are we really living in the prophetic end of times? Lesson number 2 of tomorrow's World Bible Study course answers that question. Be sure to order your free study course, or you can subscribe to our free online edition. Just click on the tab titled Bible Study Course at the top of our tomorrowsworld.org homepage. My friends, you need to know the future of the world. The future is guaranteed by God Almighty. Regular viewers of Tomorrow's World know the general sequence of end-time prophetic events revealed in your Bible. Jesus Christ gave the outline of end-time prophecy in the famous Olivet Prophecy. That's documented in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. He warned us of the 3 major events leading up to His second coming. 1, the Great Tribulation. 2, the heavenly signs. And 3, the Day of the Lord. These events cover about 3.5 years leading up to the return of Christ. Then Jesus Christ will rule the world for 1,000 years, as it points out in Revelation 20 and verse 6. We pray daily, Your kingdom come. That kingdom will bring world peace to all nations. Just what is the kingdom of God? It is a mystery to millions. Lesson number 8 of our Bible study course will reveal the inspiring answer to that question. My friends, your Bible reveals the mystery of Earth's future and the incredible human potential that God has in store for all human beings. We've briefly shared the Bible's revelation of divine prophecy. Bible mystery number 1 is the future of the world. One major key for understanding Bible prophecy is the identity of modern nations mentioned in the Bible. We'll discuss that mystery in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free Bible study course. Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course will help you in your study of the Bible. This free Bible study course reveals the mystery of modern nations and prophecy and many other hidden truths in your Bible. This course is available to you free of charge. It consists of 24 lessons, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons at your request. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. In fact, the first lesson of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, The Bible, a Book for Today. Please understand, we expect you to use your own Bible daily in conjunction with this course. You'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked and even rejected by many religious teachers. You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons of our free 24-lesson Bible study course. You can also order your free Bible study course on our website at twtv.org/study. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/study. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/study.
In the first part of our program, we discussed the end-time dangers that all of us are facing. And we also discussed the first of 5 Bible mysteries. Mystery number one is the future of the world. Mystery number two is the biblical origin of nations. The Bible very plainly mentions such nations as Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. And it may surprise you that Assyria will eventually be one of the prominent nations in tomorrow's world, along with Egypt and Israel. You'd read about that in Isaiah 19, verse 23. Also read the 10th and 11th chapters of Isaiah. But my friends, who is modern Assyria? Several years ago, in our Tomorrow's World magazine, we published an article on this subject. Listen carefully. Quote, Germany's cultural history and national character resemble Assyria's like no other nation. When the Bible speaks of Assyria in the end times, it is speaking of Germany. No other modern nation fits the description so completely, end of quote. Once you know the biblical identity of modern Germany, you can understand major prophecies in your Bible. Longtime viewers of Tomorrow's World are familiar with the biblical history of Israel and Judah, two separate kingdoms. God sent prophets warning the northern kingdom of Israel to repent of its idolatry and wickedness. Israel refused to humble itself, and God sent the whole nation into Assyrian captivity in 721 BC. The kingdom of Judah later followed Israel's example of idolatry, and God sent them into Babylonian captivity, emphasized by the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. This map shows the movements of the two kingdoms in their captivity. After 70 years captivity, God allowed Judah to return to Jerusalem and the Holy Land. Now in the end time, the house of Judah established the modern nation called Israel in 1948. Bible students know that this sets the stage for major end time prophecies. But what happened to the 10 tribes that became known as the 10 lost tribes of Israel? Their migrations are recorded throughout history, and their descendants include the peoples of America and Great Britain. You can learn more about this amazing history and the migrations of the 10 lost tribes of Israel in our amazing Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Lesson 4 is titled, Reveal the Master Key to Bible Prophecy. This lesson will reveal the biblical origin of our modern English-speaking nations, and it will reveal the prophetic destiny of those nations from the pages of your Bible. Bible mystery number 2 is the biblical origin of nations. Bible mystery number 3 is the purpose of human life. My friends, why were you born? What is the purpose of human life? Materialists can give you this standard answer, such as self-preservation, self-propagation, and self-determination. But is survival the only meaning and purpose for life? From the dawn of antiquity, thinkers have pondered the fundamental questions of why we're alive and how best to live life. The ancient Greeks came up with a wide range of answers, and the Apostle Paul was familiar with the ancient Greek schools of thought. Paul visited Athens about A.D. 50. Turn in your Bible to Acts the 17th chapter. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, that is, the Apostle Paul. And some said, what does this babbler want to say? Others said, he seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, or Mars Hill, saying, may we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak. That's verses 18 and 19. Paul proclaimed to them the Creator God, who made the world and everything in it. And he made this fundamental yet astounding observation in verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said. For we are also his offspring. That's Acts 17 and verse 28. In him we live and move and have our being. Our entire existence, Paul was emphasizing, is intimately tied to the Creator God. Yes, man was created to have a special relationship with his Creator. It's the very foundation of a meaningful life. The Savior Jesus Christ also affirmed this highest purpose in life. He was asked by the lawyer, which is the great commandment in the law? Turn in your Bible to Matthew 27, verse 37. Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That relationship leads to a change from selfish human nature to a loving spiritual nature. We need to grow in godly character. We need to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, as it tells us in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Eventually, we can be born into God's kingdom, His family. The Savior Jesus Christ is the firstborn from the dead, Revelation 1 and verse 5. He is the firstborn of many brethren, as it tells us in Romans 8, verse 29. God's children will be transformed from mortal to immortal at the resurrection, as it states in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53. Yes, you have an opportunity to belong to the immortal family, to be a part of God's kingdom and family. Remember, Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Mystery number three is the purpose of human life. Yes, God is the Father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, as it tells us in Ephesians 3, verses 14 and 15. God wants you in His family. You can learn more about that awesome purpose in lesson number 6 of Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. This lesson, titled, Why Were You Born?, reveals mankind's destiny. And this lesson also explains the mysteries of heaven, hell, and the pagan doctrine of the immortal soul. You need this inspiring Bible study course. It's completely free of charge, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons. Be sure to request your free Bible study course. Call now.
This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. Call now or go to twtv.org/study.
The Bible is a mystery to millions of people around the world and even to millions of professing Christians. But if you sincerely want the truth and if you want to understand your purpose in life, God will give you understanding of these mysteries. Mystery number 1 was the future of the world. Mystery number 2 was the biblical origin of nations. Mystery number 3 was the purpose of human life. Mystery number 4 is God's plan of salvation. Many have wondered, how could a loving God condemn to an ever-burning hellfire those who never had a real opportunity to be saved spiritually? Approximately 1/3 of Earth's population professes to believe in some form of Christianity as they understand it. Will 2/3 of the current 8 billion people go to a burning hellfire when they die? That's about 5.3 billion people. Is that God's purpose? My friends, the Apostle Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:9 that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Apostle Paul emphasizes this point in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, stating that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants to save us all from the death penalty. As it tells us in Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God has such love that He gave His only begotten Son that we might not perish, as it tells us in the golden verse of the Bible, John 3:16. We can be reconciled to God by the shed blood of Christ, and we can be saved by His life. Read that inspiring section in Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. But God requires repentance of our sins. On the day of Pentecost in 31 AD, when the New Testament church began, the Apostle Peter addressed the masses of people. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's Acts 2, verse 38. Lesson 11 of our free Bible study course is titled, What is Real Conversion? This lesson covers the mystery of salvation much more thoroughly than we have time for on this program. My friends, if you have deeply repented and accepted Christ as your living Savior and Lord, and if you have committed yourself to do God's will and not your own, which means to keep His commandments and to live by every word of God as Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, you may want a counsel for baptism. We have representatives in many regions around the world. Just call the number on the screen or contact us on our website at tomorrowsworld.org or write to us in one of our regional offices. God's plan of salvation is revealed through the biblical holy days and festivals. You can learn more of that plan from our Bible study course. Lesson 14 is titled, Passover Season, God's People Made Innocent. Lesson 15 is titled, Pentecost Season, God's People Made Holy. Lesson 16 is titled, The Fall Festivals, God's People Enter Glory. These festivals reveal step by step God's plan of salvation. Mystery number 4 is God's plan of salvation. My friends, you can learn more about that inspiring and exciting plan of salvation as you study your Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course will help you in your study of the Bible. This free course reveals the mystery of salvation and many other hidden truths in your Bible. It consists of 24 lessons and will send you the first 4 lessons at your request. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. In fact, the first lesson of Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is titled, The Bible, A Book for Today. You need this amazing free 24-lesson course. You'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked and even rejected by many religious teachers. Lesson 2 is, Are We Living in the Last Days? Lesson 4 is titled, Reveal the Master Key to Bible Prophecy. Pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write, and we'll send you the first 4 lessons of our free 24-lesson Bible Study Course. You can also order your free Bible Study Course on our website at twtv.org/study. Or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531. Or go to twtv.org/study. This clear and straightforward resource will help you understand this vital truth straight from the pages of the Bible. If you're calling for the first time, you will also receive a free annual subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, 10 inspiring issues discussing news, science, and modern culture will help you make sense of your world from a biblical perspective. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. Call now or go to twtv.org/study.
One of our greatest worries is the danger facing planet Earth. Our human race faces deadly threats. These deadly threats include nuclear war, supervolcanoes, asteroids, and plague. The CNN series titled Planet in Peril featured wholesale destruction of forests and increasing numbers of extinct animal species. So what is our destiny? Bible mystery number 5 is humanity's ultimate destiny. What is the ultimate destiny of mankind? Our ultimate salvation is described in the resurrection chapters of your Bible, 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4. Faithful Christians will be changed at the resurrection from mortal to immortal. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. The resurrected saints will rule the physical nations for 1,000 years under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. After that, the great second resurrection takes place as it tells us in Revelation 20 and verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. The second great resurrection is a resurrection of judgment. Human beings who died not knowing the true Jesus Christ of your Bible, though spiritually blinded to the truth, will be physically resurrected for a lifetime of judgment. And this judgment will give them an opportunity for salvation. You can read about the great white throne judgment, as it's called, in Revelation 20, verses 11 and 12. After the white throne judgment period, every human being will have had a genuine opportunity for salvation. Those who have repented and accepted God's gift of eternal life through Christ will live forever in God's family. Those who reject God's grace and who seal their character as evil will be totally destroyed in the lake of fire described in Revelation 20, verses 14 through 15. This is the second death, from which there is no resurrection. The earth is then totally purified by fire. The Apostle Peter writes that the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. That's 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 13. Beyond the millennium and the white throne judgment, God will establish the new heavens and the new earth. Our ultimate destiny is to inherit all things, the universe. Read that in Revelation 21 and verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. That includes the entire universe. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Bible mystery number 5 is humanity's ultimate destiny. On today's program, we've briefly discussed 5 Bible mysteries. But you need to study these mysteries in your own Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course will give you the help you need. Be sure to request your first 4 lessons. This Bible study course is free of charge and there is no obligation. You can also take this course online. Just click the Bible study course tab at the top of our tomorrowsworld.org webpage. Be sure to request your free Bible study course. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, Rod McNair, and I will continue to share with you the teaching of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
For today's free offer, call 1-800-236-0531 or go to twtv.org/study. Call today and join millions around the world who are turning to Tomorrow's World for truth, prophecy, and hope in these confusing times. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.